Amen. Good morning, everybody. Please stand up and turn around to your neighbor and say, "What are you looking good today, and God loves you." How good you are looking today. God loves you. Are simple words, but they are so powerful. Sit down. I'm Ludwig, coming from Eindhoven. My father is from Eindhoven, my mother from Limburg. And also my father had a passion for God, and for, but also for people. There was a call upon his life. I came in contact with your leadership. They heard about me. And they asked me, "Will you train our church?" And what do I do myself? 13 years ago, God seized me. And I only could say goodbye to my job. Before, I worked at the police. And my colleague said, "You are going to an exit. This is disastrous for you." I said, "No, but I experienced, I'm sure that I have to do this. And now I realize that I can do this." When I worked at the police, at that moment, God was already working in my life. And the only thing I had said to Jesus was, "Jesus, I will follow you at any place. I want to serve you. I want to be a disciple of you." And here we all follow the Lord. We are not only a Christian, but we follow Jesus. Some churches are full of people, but do they really follow Jesus? I want to be a follower of Jesus. And then I start praying. And I prayed, "Lord, I really will be a follower of you in everything I do." And I had it already when I was very young. I was brought up Christian, but when I was 15 years, I was watching the ceiling. And I said, "Okay, God never speaks to me." And one evening I said, "When you don't speak to me, it's finished for me. I know all the stories, but I don't experience anything." I said to the Lord, "I don't pray until you speak to me." And I stopped praying. Some time elapsed. And one time we went with a youth group to Poland. It was nice to be together. And we were at that camp. And one time I went outside to the toilet. At that moment God spoke to my heart. It was a long time ago that I heard it. In important times of my life that I wondered, who am I? You cannot put steps in your life when you have it only in your mind. You need conviction inside. If you don't have that conviction that everything is true, that was for me the problem. I missed the conviction, I missed the touch of the Holy Spirit that everything was okay. And when I came back from the toilet, I never forget it anymore. God suddenly spoke to me. How do you know that there is a God you have never seen? You only know from the stories and from the events in the church. And I have to say many things I didn't like. Sometimes I saw people in the church and my father said they have a face like an iron. But at that moment from the toilet, God spoke to my heart. If there is someone who have put you in the universe, and when he touches you in your heart, you know that there is something. You are touched deep until your nerves. There you feel the fear when you have your feeling. I feel it here. I felt happening something there. And I went back to that little church and I stood there and I went to the front and I gave my heart to Jesus. All these years before, I was the one who was in the back, in the rear of the tent. I was afraid. I missed the meeting with him. But when you have a meeting with Jesus, there's no fear. You can be relaxed. You are clean. Just being there without expectation. And I was so relaxed at that moment. I need not to show what I could be. I only was praying, Jesus, I want to follow you. And my own youth leader prayed for me. He prayed a complete different prayer than where I was there for. But it didn't matter. And now I live in this journey. I've said to the Lord, I will walk with you, but I don't want a boring life. At some moment, God brings you somewhere that you say, oh, if God asks me to go to Africa, I go there. I was brought up in a family. My father had great problems in his life. He had psychological problems. He had suicidal problems. And I've often met these people. I had to take them with me, because they were a danger for themselves. But my mother didn't know how to handle the problems of her husband. And when I was 3 years old, my mother told me, I still see you sitting in the room full of stress. The first 3 years were stressful. Maybe 5 years. The most crucial years. The time that you build the connection with your parents. They were very challenging for me. What was my future? My father is at the end of his possibilities. Your mother is in problems. Until some moment, my mother met Jesus. And Jesus spoke with two people she met in Eindhoven, in church. And she asked them, please speak with my husband. And these two people came to speak with her husband. They decided to speak with his father. They felt the need to do that. They came at the bed of my father. They had a guitar. They were singing. They talked with my father. They prayed. And they went home. But that evening, my father gave his life to Jesus. God is good. God came with his glory. Just because these people gave their time. And that is the same as that we deny ourselves to follow Jesus. These people did in that way. For inside my father decided, this is the last chance I give to somebody. And if it doesn't help, I end my life. But these people just came simply talking, singing. He was laying under the blankets and he gave his life to Jesus. And he had physical and emotional healing after that. He came in Catholic church. And he came in a church. And they were standing, people went to stand. And I felt, he felt something that he was healing. And then he heard a voice, give witness of me, give testimony of me. He just had come to believe, and then God spoke to him. And he started to speak. What happened to him in that church. And all the people started to sing hallelujah. That is Jesus that is in our midst. The same Jesus. The same glory of God. The glory of God is there. Is visible. You can feel it. He is here in our midst. He is around you. And this same God came in the lives of my mother and then my father. And in this way, I was brought up in finally a safe, stable family. That makes that I am here now. That my sister is serving in Indonesia. That my little brother is serving in Sweden, that all my nephews and nieces are serving in the church. It started with this happening, that two people had time to take for my father. They want to show the love of Jesus. That is all has been the reason for the mercy of God for me. Also, I have children. And at home, It's not easy. Not everything is easy. I don't come here to make beautiful stories. For outside are people, young guys. Young guys want to have reality. They feel when things are not real. You can talk beautiful things, but when they don't see it in your eyes that it is true, they don't accept it. And I used to tell not great stories, but just speaking man to man. Also with young guys. When I was speaking in this way, they saw the love of God in my eyes. It's not because I am perfect, but I am prepared to follow Jesus. It is not a particular skill to follow Jesus, a skill to be a good Christian, but only are you ready to bow your knees for Jesus. Maybe it's the first time that it is said to you, Lord, I bow my knees, make me weak. I surrender. When you surrender to somebody you trust. That you say, Father God, again, I come to you. I make myself small because I know that you care for me. I want that you care for me and that you make a way for me. Maybe it's some sickness, problem in your work, other problems. Father, will you provide? And then there will come provision. I think of a text, Ephesians 2. We who were dead by the sin, he made us alive together with Christ. We were dead by the sin, but he made us alive, and we are saved by his grace. And together with him, we are waked up from death, and we have got a place together with Christ. Now we are alive. We were surrendered to the death and all bad things, but now we have got a place in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. And in this way, in the coming time, he will show how abundant his mercy is for us in Christ Jesus. It's not grace to ourselves. It is a gift of God. We have got a position in Christ that we are a son and a daughter, that we may receive everything. When Christ is alive in you and you realize that with your mind and you say, Christ, will you do it in me? Then Christ, who is inside, will come out. That makes that there came healing in the life of my father, because he recognized that he was so close to the death that he needed Christ, and he had a meeting with that Christ Jesus. It was still the only thing he could do, to surrender himself to him. He didn't know what his belief, but he only said, please do it in my life. And it was clearly the Holy Spirit. And he went just to a house. He knocked at the door and he said to the people, I only will to tell you about the love of Jesus. When you want that your children will be more like Jesus, then you have to show more. You don't have to tell more about him, but you have to show more about him. So there has to be a change. You need a change in yourself. And for most of us, the most important is just release it. Say, Lord, I cannot do it, but you have everything in your hand. And you can use me to be an example for my children, for my colleagues, or wherever I am. For you gave me the ministry of reconciliation. Like God is speaking through you. It's God in you. And that started to bloom, to bubble in my heart. One day I was in, as a police, I was had to talk with, it was a hearing with some guy, and he declared many things, was full of lies. And I said, and I was watching him, and suddenly something changed. I didn't see him anymore as a suspected person, but as a broken man. And what did I do? I put aside your declaration, but I was watching him. It came just over me, and I gazed upon him, and I started to give testimony out my own life. And we all need a meeting with Jesus every day again. And I gave a hand to him and I prayed for him. I felt the presence of the Lord there in that police office. And I said, this declaration, I destroy it. And this suspected man, he said, I want to make a new declaration. And he confessed everything. That's how God is working. I cannot urge him to say a right declaration, but Jesus reveals without any rejection. He is seeing the dark things in you, but without rejection. This is also what my father has felt. You can feel like the lost son in the parable of Jesus. And he said, I'm at the end. How can I ever still lead a good life? And at that moment he went back to his father. This lost son made the wrong choices. He tried to live outside the atmosphere of his father. Young guys, until 18 years, please stay up, stand up. Until 18 years. Let yourself see. Sometimes you feel yourself far of Jesus. Sometimes you think, a life like my parents, I don't know if I want that. But today, Jesus is saying, it's enough. That somewhere in your heart you say, Jesus, that you say, Jesus, will you be my friend? Will you be my father? I don't live a life in perfection. But only He can give real happiness. You can say, Lord Jesus, will you show yourself to me? And then, you need me. Let me embrace you. I'm the Father who wants to take care for you. I had friends in my class at school, but they did many bad things to me. How you can love such persons? But one of these guys, I'm a little bit changing to different subjects, but one of them was hurting me. And my parents said, pray for that guy. But I thought, I wait upon him and I hurt him. I was praying half a year for him. And after that half year, always he came to me to do bad things. And I saw the frightness in his eyes. And he stayed away. He left school and I never saw him back. No, I didn't see him back at that time. Then, after some years, we had a house group at home, but there was someone at the door, and it was him, it was that guy. And I asked him, why you come here? And he came to me, he said to me, will you forgive me, please? He had given his life to Jesus. I started praying for him. Did I have love for him? Actually not, but I prayed for him. God doesn't watch your mistakes, your doubts, but He knows all your steps and He loves you. And the only thing He wants is that you walk with Him and that you say, Lord, help. I will know you like you are real. And then other people will see at you. They will come to you and they will say, you are different. And that was the same with me. They started to share stories with me. I will take you in a matter of heart. God was working in my inside. I had had that real meeting with Jesus. My father had that meeting with Jesus. My friend later on had that meeting with Jesus. Real meetings. People don't like religious systems. People want to follow people. God made some emptiness in us. That's calling out only one thing. Please fill me. If you can give dead people a meeting with God, like my father for you, and I for that friend, how your surrounding, your environment will change. Not only do your best, but be that lost son who said, I did everything wrong. I will come back to my father. And then I know that my position will be in that company where everything is good, in the kingdom of heaven, that you don't have to stay with the slaves, but the Father is saying, I see your heart. I feel that God wants to feel you something of Himself. And that will enable you to represent Him like He really is. Your circumstances will change, but your position towards your circumstances is changing because He gets room in your life. When we are singing songs together, God doesn't need our worship, but you need it. For when we worship God, it brings us in the right position towards Him. And the Holy Spirit opens our heart to receive Him. And when He is growing in you, He will also grow through you to the outside. And there will come fruits produced by your life. Then you do crazy things like when I stopped my job as a policeman. And then I became an evangelist. That was an adventure. Three children. There are many costs. But God started to work in my life, and I saw it was real. I could understand that my colleague said, you are going to bad circumstances, to do wrong things, to bad decisions. I understood that. But I knew what they did. And now already 13 years we live of gifts, and I follow Jesus, and He put the longing in my heart to show to everybody something of His love. I can tell a long time about it. I do the work with young people, meeting young people in the street, and finally it brought me at the place where I am now, that I have a great heart for people like you, to help you, to encourage you, to pray for you, God in our midst, so that together we will be witnesses, so that other people will get life with Him. The most beautiful is that you learn to walk as a disciple. I have a call as an evangelist. And the drive for the love for the people around us, that is what you have to do as a disciple. We all have to be a disciple. You don't have to convert people, you have to love people. And when they see what you have, they say, I want the same. You don't have to fight for it. About these things, also the training will be the training where I want to deal about these things in that training, the coming time. The training will be about identity, the intimacy to live with Him, but also about the power of the kingdom, what is possible. When your inside is changing, it will be visible outside. There's no other possibility. That's why the people came to me. Jesus is attractive because he is a reflection of the Father. God says to me, I want that you announce me, that you will show me. And the boys and the girls and the adults, everybody, God loves them all as much as he loves Jesus himself. All the ones who represent him. Will you do that? I will do a final prayer. Lord, thank you. That you give us a great commission, so great, to make disciples at the whole world, all these people. Whereas we are afraid, we doubt about ourselves, we are wrestling with own circumstances. So that you say to us, make disciples in the whole world. Thank you that this commission is so great that we all feel that it's impossible to do it ourselves. It's impossible for me, for us as a church, for the church worldwide also. But you will never give us a commission without giving us the means and the power. And you did it by giving your own Son who fills our heart and brings us in meeting with yourself. And that we may be so full of that only we can follow you like your disciples. They were not so skillful. Maybe they were not real leaders. They didn't follow schools and courses. They were full of doubts, were very impulsive. Maybe we are like that disciples, but you watch us in a different way. When you say to me, shall we walk together? Maybe you never experienced it in your Father, that there is a Father who will walk with you. I will ask you, when you feel the knocking of your heart at this moment, then you never have felt that, but you want that. Lift your hand if you want that. If you never has experienced to walk with God, that you say, I will follow him. Lift your hand, then I will pray with you. And we say, Father God, we will meet you for who you really are. Thank you that you came, that you love me. I surrender my life to you. Thank you that you have washed me clean with your blood. That all my mistakes, my doubts, everything I did wrong, that you take it away as snow for the sun. I will follow you and I give my life to you. I want to be your disciple. Teach me to follow you. I want to be embraced by you. Thank you that I may be your child from this moment onwards. Please give me everything I need to follow you, to be your child. And I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will touch you at this moment and fills you with new love, with new joy. Welcome at home. Welcome. Thank you, Lord, that you see everybody of us. And I see that the Holy Spirit is embracing you. He seizes you. He takes you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I have chosen you to be a world changer. Somebody who is able to change the world. But not by power of violence. But I have given you everything to go in my power. And my presence is in you and around you and will be visible. And I pray the blessing of the Lord Jesus for you. That the baptizing and the filling with the Holy Spirit, that it will let you feel that God is with you. And I speak this about you in the name of Jesus. Lord, every doubt I give to you. All things I don't understand, I give it to you. Fill us at this moment. I thank you for this special moment, that we may come at home together, that we have a feast about the life that you live about us. Thank you for this special moment, Lord. I praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a special moment, eh? And God will give much more. And when you go home, don't let it like this only. Take what you have felt today. Take it home. And if you want more, talk with other people you trust. And register, sign up for the training. Then you want more of this. More of the power of God in your own life. So that there will be more visible at the outside as a consequence of that. I want to teach you to live with the love of the Father. Otherwise, I couldn't hold on also. And I have the most beautiful life there is, because He is with me. God bless you, and thank you that I could be here with you. My faith is at Him. At Him my faith is resting, and therein I find hope that Jesus Christ rose up from the dead. No joy surpasses the knowledge of my Lord. The earthly richness doesn't have any value more. Delivered from the darkness, we may be at home. In the family of God, living with Him as your heirs. In God's family, bind us together. Our life we give to your honor. connected as your people, united in your name, one hope, one Lord, one call to go. Worshipping in your house, we see your glory. And the Holy Spirit touches us all, us all. That we stand up full of God's love. Let us go on our way to people who are in need. Tell the message of Jesus to all of the world. That everybody will be saved who believes in Him. And are we tested? Help us to struggle in our country for the righteous and honor. No fear holds us back anymore. When we run the run, our life is crucified with the Lord. Your kingdom will spread out in all of the world. Who can fight against this mighty fire? We keep confessing in difficult times. No power of hell stops that God is building His church. And at that great day, God will come down from there. The holy city, the new Jerusalem. A crowd kneels down in worship for the throne of God. One nation, shaped from every tribe and language. How a deliverance, mighty announcement. The Lion of Jude is coming to get his brilliant bride. How a fulfillment of all the creation. Of everything that is promised by the coming of Jesus. How a deliverance, a mighty announcement. The Lion of Jude is getting his brilliant bride. How a fulfillment for all the creation. Of everything that has been promised by the coming of Jesus. Everything that is promised by the coming of Jesus. No other name than the name of Jesus. No other name than the name of the Lord. No other name than the name of Jesus is worthy to receive the glory and honor, the power and the praise in eternity. No other name than the name of Jesus. No other name than the name of the Lord. No other name than the name of Jesus is worthy to receive the glory and honor, the power and the praise in eternity. In eeuwigheid. Thank you, Ludwig. How your heart was burning. My heart was in fire and flame. That this is our future and that we may share the love of Jesus in this way. That's the only thing we can do. And that people see in our eyes that we are disciples of Jesus. Yeah, I'm looking forward to share more and more in my life.